In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. There are two readings about ears, about hearing today by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that these two readings come together. One is a typical reading for the dead that we read on Saturday of the Dead many times. And then this other one is the one for the fourth week of the Great Fast from St. Mark, where there is a person who's deaf and dumb, and the Lord is moved by this. So he put his fingers into his ears, he touched his tongue, and then he looked up to heaven and he sighed and he said, "Ephphatha, be thou opened." Now, I've told you many times, and I follow my own advice. When you read the gospel, read it that it's to you. What is it saying to you? It's saying something very distinct to me. And that is that my ears are not open. And I want to sigh to the Lord that I have open ears. And also my tongue is not loosed. And I want to have my tongue loosed so that I can praise God in perfectly. Now it's a relative thing. Obviously I can hear. And obviously I have some knowledge of God. I'm a priest who serves at the altar, after all. I'm a Christian. And I pray. But not as a holy one prays. And so when the Lord looked up to heaven and sighed, I think he's also sighing for us that our ears would be open. It's a sad thing that we don't hear things. When I was a kid, I used to have this difficulty that I'd kind of be in a zone and I'd be walking through the halls of school and somebody might say, "Hey, how you doing?" And I wouldn't notice. And people thought that I was rude. I had no idea that they'd said anything to me. I still have that problem today, although not as badly as when I was younger. I've compensated somewhat for my impediment. How often does the Lord speak to us and we don't hear him? I'm convinced it's all the time. Literally 24/7, the Lord speaks to us, whether we're awake or whether we're asleep, and we don't hear him because our ears are not open. But he wants our ears to be opened. So much that it shows that he put his fingers in the ears of this one who is deaf, and he spat on the tongue of the one who is deaf to make him hear and to be able to speak, to show how intimately he relates with us. There's another passage that I love to quote often. "My sheep follow me because they know my voice," about the good shepherd. That's because they have ears to hear, eyes to see. They know their shepherd because they're around their shepherd. And so they know his voice because of familiarity. How familiar are we with our shepherd? Now you can become familiar to some extent by reading the scriptures, by fasting, by giving alms. But it's really a process of God's grace permeating you so that your ears are open. And it's a process. In the case of this man, it took moments, but in our case, it takes a lifetime to have our ears completely open and our tongue completely loosed. It's very beautiful, this scripture. St. Mark writes the most distinctly of all of the evangelists. He's very short. It's almost as if he had only so much paper. He wanted to get it down very quickly. A very simple story, but very powerful. Now the Lord laid hands on him. The Lord touched his ears. The Lord spat on his tongue. This we must remember so that we, when we're feeling like we don't really hear the Lord, we know that the Lord is right nearby. He's right with us, touching us. Although we don't hear him or see him or feel him as we should. But the purpose of our Lord becoming man is so that our ears would be open and our eyes would be open and see, and we would be able to speak. That's why he came. And so really, in microcosm, what he did with this man is what he's doing with us. And I long for that day when I hear the Lord's voice clearly. I hope you long for that day too. I also hope, to be honest with you, that you know you haven't reached that day yet. Very important to know that you haven't got there. As a pastor, I know people that I question whether or not they long for that day, whether or not they really know that they don't hear the Lord, and that they cannot speak to the Lord and about the Lord as they should be able to. You got to know what you don't have in order to long for what you need. Now, it says that in the second reading that we read, which is the one for the dead, that there will be a time, an hour is coming, in which all those in the grave shall hear his voice. Now there's hearing and there's understanding. Everyone will hear his voice, but not everybody's ears will be opened. Now, his voice will be so loud, resounding throughout all the universe, in every crevice of hell, everywhere, every mountain, every valley, his voice will be heard, but not understood. Not everyone's tongue will be loosed, because not everyone will be happy to hear the voice of God. Some will be afraid and will be gnashing their teeth and will be actually angry and afraid at the same time. We must pray for the day when we can hear the voice of God, and it will be the most blessed thing we've ever heard or experienced. When we pray for the dead, I always think of sort of as a checkpoint. How am I doing? How would I be if I was the one that was laying there I was praying for? Or if I was the one among the many now that we pray for when we pray in our panegyrics and requiem matins and things? How would I be? Am I really ready? I don't even think I hear the voice of God like I should right now. But by God's mercy, God will help us. We just must continue to struggle. The key thing to hearing the voice of God is to act like God as best as you can. You can study scripture. I tell you to do it all the time. It's very important. But if you don't do what you study, doesn't matter. You could read the phone book. So the most critical thing is to love, since, of course, God is love, and we can't know God without loving. That is the most critical thing. Everything else is secondary by a large margin. Everything is secondary to loving. And if we love, then our ears will become open. And we will be able to speak. And when the last trump sounds and the Lord's voice resounds over the entire universe, we will hear, we will understand, and we will praise, because our voice will come to us. May God grant this for us.